Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and I'm driving here in Iowa, and I'm next to my friend John T, and it's cold. It's cold. I asked him how many degrees he thought it was outside, and he cheated. He thought he cheated. He looked at the dash here. It was 30 degrees. Brr. Okay. If you're in Alaska, welcome to the summer. And I go, no, that's good. You use an indicator to figure it out. Now, let's just imagine the car I'm in right now being like the afterlife, okay? Like what happens after the life, like kind of like weather, like a prediction. If I were to say that I thought the temperature outside was 80 degrees and Jonty thought it was 30, there really can be only one truth. Like what is, and I'm not talking about exact temperatures to the millionth of decimal points. I'm talking about, you know, just round it off to 10. Like, is it 30 or is it 80? It's not going to be a different truth for me just because I hope and think and wonder and I'm deluded that I think it's 80 degrees when it's really 30. It's cold. There's ice. He had to scrape ice from the windshield. Okay. So, see, is no matter how sincerely I believe that it's colder or it's warmer, it is what it is. The weather is the temperature. The temperature is what it is. I can't change that with my belief. And so, now let's just add the human population. Say, well, around here, like what do other people think the weather is? Like right here, right now in this city, not other places. See, so the problem becomes, well, I think it's 35, I think it's 32. Well, you're close, okay? So unless in the afterlife what happens is everybody's belief happens, which I think would literally be the most bizarre and odd and mind-numbing thing, that for me it would be 80 degrees, for John T it would be 30. Unless that is the afterlife, whatever you think happens, happens. Muslims, you know, you get your 70 virgins and the Buddhas rub their bellies. If that's what it is, then that's it. But I doubt that it's the same. It's whatever you think of down earth. It's just it's a dream you're making of, okay? I doubt that's it. Do you doubt that that's it? I believe there's probably one truth in the afterlife, okay? And I believe there's one weather, at least in the vicinity of my car, not when I get out to the outlying areas and the barometric pressure rises, okay? So your search should be not what I believe, not what I feel like, what I think I'm right. What is the actual truth? What is the truth? Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life in John 14:6. In John 14:6, it's like the new John 3:16, but John 3:16 ain't going nowhere, right, Jonty? All right. It's just another way to say it. I'm taking it to the bank. I'm saying, you know what? I trust the weatherman today. He says he's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm just going to trust him. You know, the funny thing about Iowa is there's really two types of weather. And then from there, there's a thing. In the summer, you're either wearing a rain jacket or an umbrella or not. You're just wearing shorts. And what else are you going to know, right? You want to bring a jacket in a car? Fine. In the winter, you're either wearing a heavy coat or not. It's just two, it's four weathers, okay? And then two of those, coat or not, umbrella or not. Thank you. So in heaven or in the afterlife, there's probably just one weather. All right, there's probably just one weather. Figure out the truth. I pray that whatever that is, you will come to find it. I will come to find it. And that God will reveal it to us clearly, especially on the personhood of Jesus Christ. And perhaps we'll have other things wrong with our theology, but we'll go from there. Take care. God bless. Rock on. Surge up.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.